USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
Curfew set for 7 p.m. Central Time in parts of Minneapolis as well. The Dow falling 55 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The governor of Tennessee says there's a tragic situation developing after a school shooting with multiple victims in Knoxville. Governor Bill Lee saying not much is known, but police confirm it happened at Austin East Magnet High School this afternoon.
And ask for you all to, for those who are watching, to pray for that situation and for the families and the victims that might be affected.
One of the victims is a police officer, but authorities say he will be okay. The scene is no longer active, and the suspect is in custody. President Biden meeting with a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers at the White House on Monday. The main topic of discussion, infrastructure, and President Biden says,
I'm prepared to negotiate as to how the extent of my infrastructure project, as well as how we pay for it.
Republicans on the Hill saying the cost of the plan is too high and that Democrats are redefining infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the National Guard on high alert after they were deployed Sunday night to Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following riots and looting after police shot and killed a black man during a traffic stop. Rocks and other objects were thrown at the Brooklyn Center Police Department Sunday evening. Noellen Ambrose's sister owns a UPS store that was looted.
They destroyed everything. They pulled it out. It's not about stealing. I think it's just they wanted to break in and just destroy it. You know, it's not nothing to steal here in UPS. What do you do? They purposely want to destroy it. That's sad, you know.
Neighbors describing it as pandemonium after a house explodes in California.
An explosion, possibly caused by a gas leak, rocked a house and neighborhood Sunday night in Valley Glen, California. NBC4 obtained surveillance video capturing the explosion. A 59-year-old man was critically injured and a second was buried in the rubble. In all, 8 people were rescued from the home 12 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Cuba will not have a leader with the last name Castro for the first time in 6 decades. Raul Castro is expected to step down as the Communist Party's first Secretary General on Friday. The news comes as Cuba deals with its worst economic crisis in decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.